Hi everyone, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to our podcast, Beyond the Filter. I'm Alexis.
I'm Paulina. I'm laughing because...
Yeah, share with the class why you're laughing.
Because earlier we recorded a different episode before this one. We're pre-recording because we're like batch recording content because I'm going on a trip.
Yes.
This week. I'm leaving to Japan, so we're getting ahead. But anyway, I started the episode in the last one we recorded, and then I was like, welcome back to the What We Said podcast, which is our favorite podcast other than ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I said that. It was so genuine.
It just rolled off the tongue.
Yeah.
And I was like, mm-hmm.
I was like, it's me, your co-host.
I didn't correct you.
JC Smith.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Anyway.
What a moment. Well... This is not what we said.
This is not what we said. This
if you're looking for what we said, we're not them.
Yeah. We're cooler. Just kidding. Not yet.
Not yet. They're way too cool for us.
Yeah. We're not even close.
This is Beyond the Filter. So that's what you're listening to.
Obviously.
Yes. If you can read, you would know that.
Not you judging. Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of cool girls... which JC and Chelsea are. This episode is all about, aka, cool girls have routines. Kind of just like, not even like a judgy, like, oh, you have to be cool to do this, but more like in a sense, like, maybe you have your life in order.
Yeah, it's more of just like, let's normalize.
Yes.
Being a planner girly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Being organized. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like sometimes us Virgos, we get a bad rap. for True. Being like, I don't know, just like kind of, I like to say I live by my planner a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fine to a certain extent, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be present and whatever, but there's so many benefits to having routines, specifically mm-hmm. what we're talking about today, morning and night routines. Cause I feel like have nailed the night routine and you've nailed the morning routine. So I feel like we're qualified to speak about both.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like we're flipped. Like, I don't really have a good night routine half the time. And I feel like I'm more of a morning person than you are.
I'm like, I would say in training to become a morning person. Training. Like,
you have your training wheels on.
Yeah, because I genuinely like waking up early and seeing, being like, oh my gosh, it's 7 a.m. Like, I have so much ahead of me for today. Yeah. And it does excite me. But man, is it hard for me to get out of bed.
Here's a hot take.
Okay.
I think being a morning person is great. Like you, what you just said, like, oh, I don't know, it's only 8 and I've gotten like this, this, and this done.
Mm-hmm.
I like being a morning person if I didn't have to work.
Honestly,
work
no.
Work just kills my vibe.
1,000,000% I agree. Because right now my morning routines have been a bit slower.
Yeah.
But I do think it has affected my mood in a good way when I'm starting work, because I know you work out in the mornings really early, like around 7 or something, and when I get out of bed, it's probably about like 7:30.
Yeah.
7:30. And then I'll do a workout and then I want to shower and then make breakfast and all that, but I feel rushed.
Yeah.
Like to have an actual slow morning before starting work at 9 a.m. and my work is like a little bit, my job is a little bit demanding. So like I'm actually working right at 9 a.m. And just because I work from home doesn't mean it's easy.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah. And so, like I just feel like I have to get so much done unless I will start my morning at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not willing to wake up that early when it's 40 degrees outside, you know?
Oh my gosh. The other day, I think literally on Monday, I was driving to my workout class and my car made this like ding when I was like on the freeway, and I was like, oh god, what's happening?
Yeah,
it just said it was 39 and it showed a little snow icon. I was like, let's not be dramatic, it's not snowing here.
It's like, burr.
Yeah, no,
your
literally,
car said I'm cold.
I was
where's
like
my sweater,
not me thinking my like transmission was going out.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like,
your car said this
I'm
is
chilly.
Unusual.
Yeah. I was like, it didn't even feel that cold when I walked out of the house.
Oh my god, even our cars are dramatic.
No, literally,
in San Diego.
I was like, god.
Yeah, but I really prioritize my night routines because if I don't sleep, you do not want to be around me. I am not a good person.
Honestly, same. I'm just like grouchy.
No, I'm not fun to be around. I'm cranky. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I'm somebody who will make that everybody else's problem.
Yeah.
A little toxic.
So.
Yeah. And I don't know. I really love winding down for the day. It helps me so much with anxiety.
Yeah.
I tend to be like, oh my God, like, look at all these things I have to do for the next day. So I feel like I've really mastered a good wind down routine so that I could have a good night's rest.
Yeah.
Which is extremely important to me.
True.
But yeah, I do understand the benefits of the morning routine, which is why I kind of like push myself. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's hard. I'm not naturally a morning person.
It is hard. Like when I had my Orange Theory phase.
Yeah.
Which sometimes I think I... about going back to, but not the point of my statement.
Okay.
I would take like the 5:30 classes.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm like, you're telling me I would get up at like 4:45 a.m.
Wild.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I would just survive throughout the whole day with like got a nap. But then again, I like never went out.
Yeah.
And like
you're in your street rat phase.
Yeah. I would literally be in bed by like 7.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Okay, yeah. So I've been playing around with my morning routine lately. So I've done like my Pilates. I work out at home. I don't work out anywhere else.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'll do like my little mat Pilates at the house or something, right? And then I've also tried recently just waking up at like 7. Sorry, like waking up at 7, getting out of bed at 7:30 because I scroll. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And when I get out of bed, I more so like will just have a gentle morning instead of working out. And my working out will either be during my lunch break since I get an hour and I work from home or after work.
Yeah.
And like I'll do some journaling or something and just have some tea. Just kind of like take it slow.
Yeah.
I'll take like, you know, a little morning shower. Mm-hmm. Those days I'll usually like double shower.
Oh, same.
In the morning, just wake up.
I love a double shower.
Yeah. And just get myself ready for the day and just kind of take things slow. Sometimes I'll like, if I have extra time, I'll start working on things for like our podcast or something.
Ooh.
Before I actually start my work day.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I will say sometimes you're like posting when I'm at my workout class and I was like, dang, she's getting to work early. Like sometimes I'll see that you tagged me to post. It's like 7 a.m.
Yeah, I know. It's because I see like our audience, what time they're awake. Mm-hmm. And also since our podcast goes live at 7 a.m.,
oh,
I'm like,
true.
You know.
Yeah, got to get to work.
And also I know I'm not the only one scrolling at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, no.
So I want to be the first ones on their feed.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, the point is to normalize having a routine and, you know, no judgment here and just obviously finding a routine that works for you, like experiment, have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, some people on TikTok, they romanticize the whole morning routines.
Yes.
You know, maybe you might be like me and you struggle. Like we're here to help.
Yeah. Also, I think it's important to like find a routine that works for you, like what you were saying, because I was actually talking to my therapist about this like probably a few months ago, like not recently, but I always felt like I had to wake up early enough so I could like do a 5-minute meditation and then I had to read like 5 pages and then I had to like do my journal entry and then I had to have enough time to like do my workout. And I literally told her, I was like, this is like stressing me out from the moment I wake up. And
so it felt like a chore.
Yeah, like it wasn't even like enjoyable.
Like a task you had to check off.
Honestly, I think maybe I was talking to her about this during like peak COVID because
It
was when like TikTok was blowing up and everyone was like, here's my morning routine or like blah, blah, blah. So then I'm like, I have to go ice roll my face and drink lemon water. And that
to
just
be like a wellness girly.
Yeah, like that just did not work for me. And so we established that like maybe I meditate like throughout the day for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And like right now I just read literally 1 page out of this like self-help book in the morning because she's like, just read a page, like don't put that much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
And that's worked better for me. So yeah, I think it's important to hear us out on our ideas, but obviously find what works for you.
Yeah, like just find a balance obviously. Mm-hmm. And also just know like not every day is gonna look the same.
Yeah.
You know, have your routines and stuff, that's good. But if one day you exercise and the next day maybe you just even stretch or maybe you just don't.
Yeah.
That doesn't throw you off. That doesn't mean you're not an it girl. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're not that girl. Whatever. Like, you're a human being and things are going to change. So if you're anything like us, We tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but that's okay. But the point is finding a routine that works for your lifestyle, your needs. And the point of this is just to more like spark some inspiration and some ideas, not trying to tell you what to do at all.
Agreed.
We never are.
No.
We're just like, here for some advice.
We're never bossy.
No.
Okay. So I guess I'll go first.
Yeah.
Since I'm the morning person here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like having some sense of routine in the morning really sets the tone for the rest of your day.
Yeah.
I heard this quote a long time ago that like people who make their bed in the morning are like more successful than the people who that don't.
I've heard that too.
So I make my bed every morning.
Me too.
And I also feel like it just cleans my room in a sense in the morning when I do that, and like versus when I don't. Like I have days where I don't for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel like as put together.
Yeah, the days that I don't make my bed, I feel like a slob. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
I'm like, oh.
And it takes like 2 minutes, but since I work from home and I work in my room, which you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want my space to feel clean.
Same.
So I don't know. And then also, even when I would leave for work, coming home and seeing
like a clean bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I didn't, I felt like things were just chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I get that. I can see like the impact it has.
Yeah, like my bed's made right now and I can't wait to go get in it.
Just like get all tucked in your nice bed. Yeah.
So yeah, I just feel like starting off your morning with something that you like to do kind of helps you get your day off on the right foot.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for me, I would say for the most part, I hear my alarm.
Yeah, I'm like, walk us through your routine.
Yeah, I'm like, let me.
You open your eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, I open my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like usually for the most part, besides like the weekends, like during the weekdays, I guess, I get up at 6.
Mm-hmm.
So my alarm goes off at 6. I turn it off. I get out of bed and then I immediately go to the bathroom to brush my teeth.
I thought you were going to say to pee. I was like riveting stuff.
Yeah, that too. which is really random. But I feel like when I was little, like I would brush my teeth after I ate breakfast. And like now I can't. Like it needs to be the first thing I do.
No, this is okay. This is an ongoing topic in this household between me and Gunny.
Hmm.
Because I have to do it as soon as I. No, sorry. Okay. It's either as soon as I wake up. But if I wake up like hungry, I'll usually eat breakfast first and mm-hmm. then brush my teeth after.
Yeah.
It depends on like how my morning's going.
Mm-hmm.
He has to always brush his teeth right before he eats breakfast if it wasn't as soon as he wakes up. But I'm like, that ruins the taste of my food.
See, I think that too. And then like one time, which I don't know if this like altered something in my brain. This is why I like now brush my teeth when I first wake up is like, oh no, I remember. Someone told me like a few years ago, they're like, oh, if you don't brush your teeth when you first wake up, like, and you're sipping water or you're eating something, just think about all the bacteria that's going down your throat.
Ew.
And so I haven't been the same since because like,
I've never thought of that.
Your mouth's not clean after like 8 hours.
Well, yeah, I mean, you weren't eating anything.
That's true. I don't know. I feel crusty now if I don't do it. Like it actually kind of grosses me out.
No, I do too because I wear a retainer. So I just
that's
like,
why.
Yeah, it's not
or like
I clean it all the time, but still. Same. I mean, it's like only so much you can do.
Yeah,
but I've heard from dentists that you should wait until after you eat breakfast
mm-hmm.
to brush your teeth.
Yeah,
because something about, so when you brush your teeth, you know what, I'm not a dentist, I'm not gonna act like I know, but apparently I think this is what I heard.
Yeah,
correct me if I'm wrong and don't come for me. Okay, I went to school for a year and a half, so.
Oh my god, bye.
I think because when you first brush your teeth, the enamel's a little bit weakened.
Oh.
Weakened.
Weak? The enamel's weak.
Yeah. So when you eat the food, it's going to like attach to your... I'm not going to act like I know. Shut up. Shut up, Paulina.
Oh, okay.
You get it.
Yeah, I was looking it up.
Okay. Thank you, because I had to stop talking. I sounded so far off, probably.
Okay. Should you brush your teeth before or after breakfast? Okay, I don't need all this talk at the top. Just give me the answer.
Like those recipe blogs.
Oh my god.
Ugh, it's so long in the beginning.
Okay, it says brushing first thing in the morning fights those bacteria and coats on your enamel that will basically help protect against acids in your morning meals.
I was on to something.
Yeah, you were. I was like, okay. Not you being smart.
Wait, so you are supposed to?
Yeah.
Before you eat.
That's what it says.
Okay, see, what I was saying
brushing first thing in the morning.
What I was saying was the opposite. for the same reasons, but to do the opposite. I was onto something.
You were onto something, that's for sure. Well, enough about my teeth preference.
Oh my gosh.
I'm also like kind of like psycho where like if I, the second I feel like plaque on my teeth, I like need to brush it.
That's pretty valid.
Yeah. Like one time I think I spent like 5 minutes though brushing, or like six, because I like needed to feel like nothing on my teeth. And I'm
like, didn't you use an electric toothbrush?
No, I switched to handheld.
Why?
Because I felt like handheld was, you know what? Okay, knock on wood. When I switched to handheld, I haven't had any. Okay, granted.
I'm like, what did I just unleash? the sigh. You're like, buckle up.
I'm screaming. Okay, I'm 24. The first cavity I've ever had was like when I was 21, and it was only one.
Okay.
So like I've kind of had like superior teeth. Yeah. Growing up, and I was kind of pissed because ever since I turned like 21, I have a cavity every time I go back to the dentist, and it's the same freaking tooth. And so I'm like, why is it just that one
That's
tooth?
That's weird.
Yeah. And so I recently switched to like handheld, and when I went to my dentist last, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, didn't have a cavity. Because I think I really get in there and scrub, and then with an electric, like, granted, it goes for like 2.5 minutes or whatever, and you could do it again, but like I will literally scrub with the handheld for as long as I want.
But aren't you not supposed to do that?
No.
No what?
Like, no, you're not supposed to. I'm just like, I don't know, I'm really weird. Like, if I think it's a texture thing. Like, if I feel it on my teeth, like I literally need to get it off. Like right now I could kind of feel it. It's bothering me.
Yeah, no, I'm like feeling my teeth.
It's like always on the sides.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You're so right.
Right?
I should probably rinse.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
like, let me drink some water.
Yeah. I also noticed when you have carbs, it makes it worse.
Cause so weird.
Carbs like make
makes you're all plaque. Experimenting. You're like, what's giving me plaque?
Not me like spending 10 minutes talking about my teeth. Like this was just like a step by step.
Wait, stop. Morning routine. All we wanted to know was what your morning routine was.
And I'm like, I'm packing my teeth history.
You're like, it's been 3 years since my first cavity.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you for updating us on your dental routine.
Oh my God.
That was so helpful, I'm sure.
Oh my God. Okay, well, we're just gonna, I'm gonna shut up about my teeth.
Moving on.
I'm just gonna pretend like I didn't just unpack that. Okay, so after the teeth debacle that I deal with in the morning.
The whole 6 minutes.
Yeah. I guess it depends. If I'm working out, I'll like immediately like put my hair up and then change into my workout clothes. Because I usually gotta like skirt and leave
and
my
it's
house.
Dark, right?
Yeah.
You're so brave for that.
I am. And it's like crispy cold too.
Yeah.
And then on days where I'm not working out, like today, I slept in late. I slept till 8.
Wow. Ooh. That's actually really late for you.
Yeah, it is. I was like, oh, I should probably get up. On days I don't
you're
work
like,
out.
I'm so lazy.
I know. Sometimes I used to think that and I was like, I need to stop.
No. Yeah, you're just resting.
Yeah.
So wait, did you see that study about the amount of, okay, so when they did the test like years ago, the human study of how much we should be sleeping, they didn't include any women. I saw this on TikTok, so I don't know if this is true, but
they
didn't include any women in that study. So for men, they should be getting like whatever it said, 7 to 8 hours, but apparently for women, it's like 9 to 10.
See, that makes more sense.
I can't sleep that long. It does make sense though why I like napping.
See, and I can't nap, but I'll sleep longer.
Mm.
Yeah.
I sleep a solid 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I'm a man.
Okay.
But it would be nice to sleep more.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. Something to note for the ladies.
So yeah, on days I don't work out, I'll usually shower and do my skincare. And then even if I work out or if I don't work out, this is the part where I feel like I lag, right? I just take my sweet time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I like shower and skincare is done, regardless of if I moved my body or not. I then go make my coffee, but I don't drink it till after I eat breakfast because I also read that that's what you're supposed to do. But who knows if
for your gut health
and for your hormones too.
Oh,
yeah. and your blood sugar.
Yeah, I did read for bloating and mm-hmm. then also your blood sugar too.
Yeah.
Not about your hormones. That one I haven't heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, that don't drink caffeine on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'll usually just like make the espresso and let it cool anyways. Mm-hmm. And then
how fancy.
Yeah. And then since I'm a creature of habit and I'm not in my egg ick era, I've literally been having the same thing for the past like 2 weeks, which I should probably like stop.
Now, because you said that, you're going to get the ick. Yeah. Watch.
I'm like, it's like my same little like breakfast tacos with my soy riso.
Ooh, yum.
And scrambled eggs and veggies. And then I sit there and I eat it. And then whenever I finish, that's when I start work.
What veggies do you put in it?
Mushrooms, spinach, bell peppers if I have any. I'm kind of weird. I'll really like throw in any veggie I have. Like I did broccoli a few times because I'm just like,
really?
I'm trying to get in my fiber.
You know what? Gunny has gotten when we go out to eat. I don't remember where we were. Well, I want to say Denny's. I don't know. But they have like a scramble thing and it's like a veggie egg scramble.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was so weird that because it included broccoli and he loved it.
It's so good.
I don't know. It sounds weird to me to have broccoli that early.
And like,
but I imagine it's good.
I usually just like take a small bowl and I like put the broccoli in it and I heat it up in the microwave for 2 minutes and it like steams it.
Yeah.
And so then I just like throw it in there and get it a little crispy.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
You're gonna have to make it for me one day.
Yeah. And I finally learned how to make like a soft scramble too. So
what do you mean?
Like, you know how like sometimes at restaurants, like the, if you order scrambled eggs, it's kind of like soft, like it's not overcooked. But it's not like undercooked, obviously.
Yeah.
I finally learned how to make something like that, like the French way almost.
What's the difference? With butter? Or what are you saying?
I guess like, I don't know, I add milk to it, like the scramble.
Oh, I've seen people do that. And then also cottage cheese.
Okay, I want to try the cottage cheese one, but I'm scared that it's like not going to taste good.
I've never tried cottage cheese.
I'm such a cottage cheese girly. You should really? Try it. Yeah. It's not for everyone. I will say that.
Interesting.
Maybe I'll buy you like a little cup next time I go to the store.
Just bring me some in a little Tupperware.
Yeah.
The next time you come over.
So then you don't have to buy like a whole Tupperware yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Thanks.
So yeah, that's pretty much my morning routine. Sorry I like talked for like 20 hours. But yeah, I feel like it's really established. It's kind of boring right now, which I'm trying to like figure out how to switch up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I literally just do the same thing every day. Same way I make my coffee. Same breakfast.
And you don't like that?
I was telling my therapist, I was like, I feel bored. And I was like trying to think of our podcast episode that we recorded.
Because I'm like jazzing up your life.
Yeah. Because I'm like, dang, I drive the same way to my workout place.
Exactly.
I eat the same breakfast, make my coffee the same.
It's exactly what we were talking
about. Same position every day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. She said, oh, get this.
Okay.
Listen up. Everyone, listen. Groundbreaking stuff. She said, I need a weekday hobby.
As if that wasn't our entire episode. I'm saying we really have to practice what we preach. I think we would thrive. We would be an it girl for sure.
She said, and I was explaining to her, I was like, which I think I talked about in the episode, I was like, I need something that's not a screen.
Yeah.
And she's, okay, she told me, which I think you would agree, that I need to find something that even if it was like moving my body in a sense, like not something that feels like a workout, like not something that like I go in, I check in, I change my shoes or whatever.
Yes.
So I'm trying to like figure that out right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want a hobby that's like on a screen or like feeling like I'm having to work out again at night. But I think I do need more fresh air and movement.
Yeah, that's a tough one to do during the week, especially right now when the sun sets and we're
that's
just
what
girls.
She said too.
It's rough right now. I mean, I do think it's something like worth experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's hard right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a good time to start coming up with ideas because I think we have another month of the sun setting this early and then you should be solid.
She said like things will definitely like open up more once
exactly.
the sun sets late.
Yeah. So don't necessarily let it discourage you. But yeah, it's something to start like coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
Because
I literally told her, which I said in the podcast, I was like, I need to do something, just like no thought behind it, just like do
it. I know, that was literally the entire episode. Is that it's not really supposed to have a purpose, like we're not trying to sell anything, we're not trying to
not
enter the Olympics.
No.
Okay, here's an example. So me and my friends, actually, if you want to join, this might be fun.
Oh my God.
But me and my friends, we just joined a kickball league.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd actually be down for that. So okay. It's with like people I know.
Yeah. And yeah. None of us are good.
Yeah. That's what
I'm like. We're just there for fun.
Yeah.
So I was actually really nervous. I just signed up today. And I was really nervous to sign up because I was like, I don't want people to be mad at me.
Yeah.
Like if I miss the ball. I've never played kickball in my life. But
I don't think No.
And I'm also not a fast runner by any means. So, I mean, and you want to run fast enough to be able to make it to the base, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
you're like, uh-oh.
But again, I'm just doing it for the vibes.
Yeah.
But no, I totally get that. Anyway, back to the morning routines.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Certified yappers at it again.
That is true. Okay. Like I was kind of saying earlier about how I used to incorporate like meditation and journaling and all that stuff. I think all of those options are great. And you mm-hmm. can obviously like just pick one if doing too much at once is overwhelming if you're someone like me.
Especially if you're in training like me and you're just starting out. It is overwhelming to try to do all three, which I'm actually glad you said that out loud because that's what I've been struggling with lately.
Yeah, it's too much.
So that was refreshing to hear.
Yeah. So meditation or exercise or journaling or, I don't know, reading a self-help book in the morning, I still feel like are good options to get your mindset right for the day and kind of like start on a calmer energy in the morning versus being like frantically like, oh, I woke up late. Now I have to rush and do this, this, and this.
You know what? Now that we're talking about this, so this has been like weighing on me for a bit with my morning routine is, like I said, my job is a little bit more demanding than my past job was, right? And so when I wake up in the morning, I've been struggling with like feeling stressed about like what the day is going to bring because I'm not really like totally sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't checked my Slack and I don't want to check it first thing in the morning. Like I want to wait till 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Obviously. But in the morning, like I said, I feel like I have to get to like all these things to have a successful morning routine and to like get these things out of my way and to set myself up for a good day that I feel overwhelmed and stressed before my workday even starts.
Yeah.
And I'll write down the things I want to do in my planner before my day even starts. Like I'm still in bed.
Yeah.
Writing these things down. And I'm like, okay, like I have to get out of bed. I have to get started or else I'm not going to get to all these things. And I feel so overwhelmed. So I'm like, now that we're talking about this, I feel like that's defeating the purpose of having a morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, my morning routine should be focused on myself, my self-care. And then the things that go in my planner, they're not related to my job or anything. It's things like personal things that I'm working on. Like even if it's just to do laundry that day, whatever it is, those are the type of things I will add into my planner.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I could save that for a little bit after I start
my
day instead of first thing in the morning. You know, there's no need to overwhelm myself just yet.
Agreed. I'm like, stop doing that.
Yeah. I needed to hear that.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like establishing a good morning routine is something that took me like years to accomplish because I feel like it is hard to be a morning person. Like even if you are waking up at 7:30, like that's still early.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've taken small habits throughout the years and just kept like being consistent with them and it's paid off because now I feel like I'm a morning person for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I go out the night before, then that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
But I feel like building new habits just takes a lot of time and effort. And so I'm going to share some of my tips that maybe I've implemented throughout my life to become more of a morning person. That being is having a good nighttime routine, which I guess you can talk about later.
Yeah.
But
Pick me.
I'm like, do you want to share with the class? Going to bed at the same time every night has helped me so much when it comes to like being a morning person and just having a good night routine. Mine's like not the best right now, but I do try to go to bed at like the same time every night.
Yeah.
And I feel like it helps when I wake up in the morning. But for the actual morning, I feel like when you hear your alarm, turn it off, but like don't try to scroll. I know it's like easier said than done.
Yeah.
But
I'm like, then what do I do?
You're like, do I just look at the ceiling? Yeah. Because I have like heard so many people talk about like, oh, if you wake up and the first thing that you do is scroll, then maybe you're going to start comparing yourself to people immediately. And that just like sets the tone like for the day.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Also, I feel like we look at a screen all day that like this 8 hours of sleep is literally when we don't. So like, why do you want to wake up?
No, that part. Yeah. I don't have any comments on that one. That one you got me. But the other one, I do feel like it depends on what type of, obviously it depends on what type of content on social media you're taking in. Mm-hmm. I follow a lot of self-help type of accounts on TikTok and Instagram and Pinterest.
Yeah.
So no matter what I'm scrolling through, it's usually for the most part something really positive. Mm-hmm. And if I've seen, if I'm like watching a TikTok, you know, after 10 minutes of waking up or something, and it's not necessarily like something I want to see first thing in the morning, like I don't know if it's a TikTok about like somebody's pet passing away, or I don't know, just something like a little bit more serious and stress inducing, I simply just skip it. If I'm like, this isn't what my brain needs right now, then I just move on.
You're like, bye.
And then also just because of the way that our brains work, I'm not going to remember what I just saw because it was so quick. You know what I mean?
True.
So, yes, but also I'm like, that is something that we are in control over.
Yeah.
So if you want to scroll, you can set yourself up well and like, you know, look at positive things. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I do things like that, it does help motivate me a little bit.
Yeah.
So it is possible.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, it definitely takes a little bit more work than just simply opening up like Facebook and scrolling. Like, you know, you kind of have to set yourself up.
Yeah.
To not see things like that. So yeah, I do get it. But like I said, I just feel like I'm at a point where I can just be like, no, thanks.
And I feel keep like going. It depends on who you follow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you like follow a lot of like maybe political things.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's too much first thing in the morning.
I agree.
So yeah, it just depends. But I get it.
Well, another tip I have is to give yourself something to look forward to in the mornings. Mm-hmm. My coffee or matcha is the thing that keeps me from not going insane.
I like that. It's like romanticizing
the little thing. And I feel like I've come a long way where I'm like, I try not to worry about like drinking my calories.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for
you. So I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then like once or twice a week, I'll go out and like buy one. Mm-hmm. But obviously like not an everyday thing, because that's like expensive. I feel like that's like the one thing that I look forward to in the mornings, or like my spin classes, because like I kind of have friends there now, which is cute.
Oh my gosh, you do?
Yeah.
I love that.
I was just telling my therapist this actually. Like I feel like I made one friend that I now book the bike next to her like every...
Really?
Like we take the same classes and we're always on the same bikes.
Oh, I love that. That's cute.
Yeah. So I feel like those two things are honestly the two biggest things that I look forward to the night before.
Yeah. For me right now, what I look forward to is I have a cup of tea.
Cute.
Every morning. It's my passion fruit tea from Target, and it's caffeine free.
It's so good.
Yeah. Like I've said many times, caffeine does not sit well with me. By the way, side note, I went to tea time with my friends.
Oh my god, that was weekend. So cute.
I was legitimately high on caffeine. Like,
oh my gosh.
I think that's what it feels like to be on drugs. It's probably that.
You're like, I feel like Rue from Euphoria.
No, don't. I'm like, no, relatable.
Yeah.
I had 3 cups of tea and none of them were decaf, so.
Yeah. Ooh. You were like, you were feeling it. That was so cute though.
It was so much fun. Yeah. But caffeine does not sit well with my
body.
You're
like, no.
I'm too anxious enough as it is.
Oh man.
But anyway, yeah. So I like looking forward to my cup of tea in the morning, and I'll usually like snuggle with Ellie.
Oh, so cute.
And I'll do the 5-minute journal.
Oh yeah.
In the morning. And I love doing it. Because I love thinking of, if you don't know what that is, it's a journal. You can buy it on Amazon or pretty much like anywhere. But you start off your morning by writing 3 things you're grateful for, 3 things that would make today amazing, and then a daily affirmation. And I love starting off my morning that way. Mm-hmm. So I do look forward to that too.
Yeah.
I would like to work on doing that first thing in the morning, because I am scrolling for about 30 minutes. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's always room for improvement.
It's just so cold.
Yeah, it is, especially this time of year. It's like you just want to like snuggle, and like my sheets are fleece.
Yeah.
So I'm like so warm in the morning.
Mine are 100% cotton, so it just feels like I'm sleeping in like a big t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Ellie.
She's warm.
She's so warm, and she sleeps underneath the covers.
So cute.
So she also is very lazy, so she doesn't want to wake up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just want to stay with her.
You're like, I don't want to get out of bed.
No.
And I guess the last little tip I have for you guys is, I guess mostly to give yourself grace, because not every morning will look the same. I mean, I feel like I'm an established morning routine person, but like Saturday mornings, I'm waking up at like 10:30.
Yeah.
Like not every day I'm waking up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Doing my same little steps that I do.
You don't have like a personal alarm clock that just wakes you up, like your body alarm clock?
Kind of.
Your internal alarm clock, I should say.
I don't know. I think it's just like the going out. I'm just knocked out.
That's
like
very valid, actually.
But like, I feel like on the weekdays, even if I don't work out, I'll kind of like wake up at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize I'm not working out, so I'll go back to bed for like a little.
Yeah, you know what? Because on the weekends, like no matter what I'm doing, my body will just wake me up for like a hot second.
Yeah.
Around 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been times where I legitimately will look at the phone and I literally will say nope, and then I go back to sleep.
I feel like maybe, well, considering how like stressful my last job was and how like anxiety ridden it was for me,
mm-hmm.
I feel like definitely on the weekends, but I would wake up in a panic at like 7 a.m. and be like, oh my god, I'm late for work. And I'm like,
you gotta commute really far.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's Saturday, like I can go back to bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I kind of have like a personal alarm, internal alarm clock, but mm-hmm. I think it depends at the same time.
Yeah, I don't mind waking me up early on the weekends if I didn't do anything the night before. It's nice.
Yeah, honestly, because I woke up early, I think a few weekends ago, because I met a friend for coffee, and like we were at the coffee shop by like 8 a.m. and it was so nice.
My gosh.
I know. That was early for me.
I know, it's really early for a weekend.
Yeah. But it was so nice to be like up and at 'em that early.
That's what I'm saying.
And have like nothing to do.
Or that's what you were saying earlier. I mean, is morning routines, fantastic if you don't have a job.
Yeah. No, literally.
Like how nice.
Yeah. Because I'm like, wow, I have the whole day.
I know. Whenever I'm just feeling like overwhelmed, I just keep thinking about like, you know what I would love to do is just wake up in the morning, get dressed in a cute little workout set.
Yeah.
Go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a tea to go, make one by myself or buy one, whatever.
Yeah.
And just like go on a run, a jog around the beach, take it slow, just like look around. Maybe
literally
after my run, I could meditate on the sand and just enjoy. And then I could walk over, grab a little bagel sandwich from a mm-hmm. little cute bagel shop.
Exactly.
And just come home maybe like an hour and a half later, take a nice hot shower.
Yeah.
And just be like, what do I feel like doing today? And just literally go about my day.
Like, work's really getting in the way.
It's really rude that we have to work, I think.
Yeah, because, like, my morning routine's, like, yeah, it's cute and all, but, like, it'd be nicer if I had nothing to do.
I feel like you should make a video about your morning routine. Wait, you post a lot of TikToks about your morning routine. They're cute.
I do.
Yeah.
With my 300 views.
Yeah.
Yeah, very appreciated.
I watch them. I'm one of them. Yeah, because you always get to see really pretty sunrises, and you post about it.
That's true.
I love that.
I should make a video. What if I do, like, a little day in my life, but, like, morning routine there for the podcast?
You could also.
That's cute.
This is a content idea for yourself. Since you're a morning routine person.
Yeah.
And you're branding yourself as such, basically.
Yes.
You can post all the wonderful sunsets or sunrises you've seen.
Oh.
By waking up so early.
That's true.
And maybe that'll motivate some girlies to want to wake up early, because let me tell you why. I love a good sunrise and sunset, but just by nature, I will miss the sunrise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I'm not up and I'm probably not going to wake up that early. But I have struggled on and off with like mild insomnia mm-hmm. as an adult, but I had it a lot more intense when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I still just kind of struggle with it off and on. And there's times where I am awake really early and mm-hmm. I've been up for hours and I'll just be watching the sunrise. I'm like, maybe I should become a morning person, because like, this is insane.
It's nice.
And it just like, it really changes my mood in a good way when I watch the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels so peaceful.
Because it's like, no one's really awake. Well, like people are like obviously going to work, but at the same time, it feels like no one's awake.
And also when I'm watching the sunrise, I'm just feel like nothing's that serious.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Okay, like today when me and you were like feeling so overwhelmed just about life and work and things.
Yeah.
And we stepped outside and we're like, oh.
We're like, wait.
All better.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm not depressed.
No, literally.
I just needed to step outside.
I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. That's how I feel the very few times I get to catch the sunrise, but also every time I watch the sunset.
Yes.
I just feel like everything's fine.
No, I agree.
I'm alive and look at this phenomenon I'm looking at.
Work is not that serious.
Yeah.
We're not saving lives, which I need to remind myself this week.
I know.
Before I go clinically insane.
I wonder how doctors deal with stress We get to say things like we're not saving lives, yes. But they actually are.
Yeah. Or like even lawyers too. I'm like, oh, someone's life kind of literally depends on your hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks. That's why I'm not in those career fields.
Yeah. I'm too sensitive.
Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't last.
Okay. Well, I think we've established that morning routines are extremely important and beneficial. And also that nighttime routines are just as important because they set the stage for getting a good night's rest.
Period.
That kind of sounded like a script. It's like ad.
Low key.
The Calm app.
The Calm app. BetterHelp.
No. One day. Manifesting. This actually would have been a good episode to have BetterHelp.
Damn.
And what do you mean damn? As if they would have... You're like, we missed our chips.
Shit. I'm like, rats, we didn't reach out.
We really missed out.
I was like,
we missed our one opportunity.
I was like, we have over 100 followers on Instagram. They're like, wow, how much? 169.
Is that what we're at now?
Yeah, I think so. Oh my god. Not me like acting like, oh, we should have emailed them.
We're like, we have so many downloads. 1300. Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, that was so funny.
Oh my god, we're like, not even at 169, we're at 164.
One day.
Oh my god.
By the end of this year, you just watch out.
We'll be at 1,064.
BetterHelp will be begging to work with us. Anyways.
Okay.
Well, so the purpose of a morning routine, obviously, is to set the tone for the day. Mm-hmm. And then the purpose for a nighttime routine is to wind down from whatever conspired throughout the day and prepare both your mind and your body for a sleep that's restorative and like genuinely restful. And that's coming from somebody who has struggled with insomnia off and on for how old am I? Like a little under 20 years, probably.
Yeah.
That's gross to say out loud, but.
Not you aging yourself.
I'm so ageist, but only towards myself, honestly.
I'm screaming.
Anyway, but yeah, like I was just talking to my therapist. Look at our therapist, just like really saving lives.
They're popping off.
I was just talking to my therapist about this. So on a personal note, me and Alexis have both been struggling with this with, you know, just finding a healthy work-life balance since while this is so much fun and we love it, mm-hmm. it is work at the same time. And on top of that, we do have full-time jobs.
Yes.
And then on top of that, you know, we have like hobbies we want to do and just like we want to hang out. Like me and you don't really hang out other than this now, which is fine because we have fun. Yeah. But it's like this is work at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So like at some point we're going to need to just hang out.
I was going to say.
Without a purpose.
Reminded me. What? That we need to like just hang out.
Yeah.
Like just for the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Like we should get brunch.
I was going to say we can just go to a restaurant. Like it doesn't. It
has to be anything crazy.
Yeah. Because the past few times me and you have hung out too, it's been like to get content.
Oh my God. Podcast. That one day was so draining.
It's draining. Yeah. There was one time we hung out for 2 days in a row and it was pouring rain. So we were like in between the rain taking videos and pictures of each other.
Yes.
And one day was like 3 hours long. The next day was like, I don't know, probably double.
Yeah, probably double.
It was just, we had to bring snacks and a little cooler. Yeah. Like it was a lot. Anyway, my point is that it's hard to have a work-life balance when you have a full-time job. And on top of that, you have your side hustle, which for us is this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also trying to grow our own personal channels at the same time. So it's like, it's a lot of work. And so naturally, I've been feeling very overwhelmed, and I know you have too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was struggling to sleep a couple of weeks ago, and I was getting about 4 hours of sleep a night, which is not okay by any means. And I didn't know how to help myself.
Yeah.
Because I've never gone through something like this before where mm-hmm. it was like related to work, which isn't necessarily in my control. Like I have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to my therapist about it, and basically she was telling me, like, it sounds like you're running on adrenaline because you're thinking. I wasn't able to sleep because I kept thinking about all these things I had to do the next day. And like, did I forget anything that needed to be done today? Like, could I have done more with my time today? Mm-hmm. Could I have been like more productive and whatever? So those were all the thoughts that were running through my mind at like 1 a.m. when I should be, like, you know, on sleeping. I should be on like my fourth hour of sleeping at that point, but I wasn't. I was wide awake, and it was to the point where I was waking up in a panic.
Oh gosh.
Like literally waking up gasping for air.
It
was wild. And last week when I was speaking to my therapist, she was saying like, okay, it sounds like you're running on adrenaline, mm-hmm. and you, while having a nighttime routine is great, and I feel like I've really mastered that because I'm trying to really wind down and relax myself.
Yes.
At that time, that wasn't working for me because doing yoga isn't going to release that adrenaline. I need to do something to get that out of my system, because if not, then it's going to turn into what was happening to me. Like, mm-hmm. it's not coming out, so it's just piling on.
It just keeps building.
Yeah. And so I just had like all this adrenaline that was turning into stress, and I wasn't able to sleep. Mm-hmm. So if you're going through something similar and you find it hard to sleep at night, and like the whole wind down routine isn't necessarily right for you. It's not that it's not right for you, actually. I take that back. It is.
Yeah.
But you have to release the adrenaline first. Mm-hmm. So that can look like something different for everybody. But for me, I'm like, I need to just like do some sort of movement. Yeah. And it doesn't need to be a whole like workout routine.
No.
Yeah. It's just like do 20 jumping jacks. Like something like that. Like sprint in place, jog in place. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go put on workout clothes and go for a run outside. Like that's not the point. The point is just to release this energy.
Yes.
Another one for me has been like singing really loudly.
Honestly, that's a good one.
I love it. It's really easy and it doesn't require much, mm-hmm. you know? But like if you just like walk around your room, dance around your room, singing like a song that just like really you feel in your soul. Look, mine is Jealousy, Jealousy by Olivia Rodrigo.
Period.
If you just like, you know, something like that to release that energy, then that sets you up for a very productive wind down routine. Mm-hmm. It's going to set you up well because you let that out.
Yeah.
So that was the point of that.
Yes.
So when I'm at that point where I'm ready to wind down.
Ready. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh my, go on.
Do you remember our vice principal in high school? He talked like that.
Shut up. Yes.
And I felt so bad because it's like, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
But everybody would make fun of him.
No, literally. I remember that.
I don't remember his name.
Oh God.
It matters, but.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I remember. It's just like, it's rough being in high school, working with high school kids, I mean.
Yeah.
And then
having that.
Having like, yes, I don't even know how to describe that, but it was just like a lisp or.
I guess like a baby lisp.
I don't know. It's just like kids make fun of you for anything.
Yeah.
So he was always getting made fun of and I felt so bad.
I do remember that. God.
Weddy for the wind down.
Weddy.
Oh my God, we're children. God. Okay. When you're ready. To wind down.
I can't. That was so bad. Stop. Because I'm gonna like start laughing and I can't look at you. I can't. When you're wetty.
We're so delirious.
Like, why are we like this sometimes?
It's 9:30 and we've been up for too long.
Oh my God.
We're on our second episode.
We are.
Okay.
Are you wetty?
I'm wetty.
Oh my God. Oh,
why did you have to do that?
Sorry. Sorry. Oh, I'll stop looking at you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So let's set the scene.
I'm just like, I have like that little blooper like sound effect in my head where it goes beep. And it's like, got to the next it's take. Like, it's like the clapper board.
Oh my God. Okay.
You know they're heavy.
Really?
Have you ever felt one?
No.
Or hold one?
You should have stolen one.
Shut up. I like, they handed it to me one time. I was like, whoa.
It just looked like cardboard.
It's definitely not.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh. It's like kind of like thick.
I'll never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't.
Stop.
Okay. So when you're ready to set the scene, when it's time to wind down for the night, you let out all of your adrenaline, the stresses and you're ready to have a restorative rest, here's what I like to do. I like to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, probably like an hour, 45 minutes before I'm going to start getting ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it probably takes me about like 30 to 45 minutes to settle in. But so that'll be like the first thing that I'll do. And then I'll also start kind of dimming the lights where I can. And then also, of course, like everybody says, absolutely no blue light. I don't even have the blue light on my phone like ever throughout the day because it's so bad for your eyes. Yeah, it's always.
You can turn that off?
Yeah, I don't even have it on ever.
I'm going to need you to do that to my phone.
I don't remember.
Look it up. Not you telling me to look it up.
Actually, you know what? I just got a new phone, so I don't know if I fixed it.
Guess we're both looking it up.
Yeah, we're going to look into it together.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that function set up, you probably should. But if you don't, definitely add that to your... Isn't there like a setting where you can do that at nighttime?
There has to be.
I'm pretty sure when you put your phone on like night mode or something
like
that.
It doesn't automatically maybe.
Yeah. But if you don't know, by the way, blue light, so being exposed to blue light in the evening, it basically tricks your brain into thinking that it's still daytime because it's disrupting your circadian rhythm, which we actually went through before with our seasonal depression episode or something.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it leaves you feeling like awake instead of feeling tired. So that's the purpose of avoiding blue light at nighttime.
Yeah.
And I saw this term actually as like, it was called digital sunset, which is basically you just start slowly reducing your screen time before bed.
Oh my God, I love that.
Which I love that. That's so cute. Yeah, it's like, you know, the earth has their sunset. So mm-hmm. like we could have a little digital sunset for ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's good for your brains. So
I love that
term. I thought it was cute. Wanted to share. But so here are some like screen free wind down activities that might help you if you don't really know what to do if you're not on your phone. So I like to read. I also saw some good journaling entries that you can do like on Pinterest.
Oh, cute.
About so if you have like the 5-minute journal, for example, at nighttime, it asks you to write down 3 highlights of your day and then something you learned for the day, which I love too. But on Pinterest they had tons of like nighttime prompts.
Oh
yeah, just something a little bit more lighthearted than the morning ones. Sometimes they can be like to encourage productivity and things like that.
Yeah,
but the nighttime ones are more so it's like you did everything you can for the day, now it's time to rest. Let's stop thinking about what else you could have possibly done. Mm-hmm. Like now it's time to celebrate the little wins throughout the day, which I love.
Yeah.
So there's some of that you can do. Calming music. I love that. I actually play like Zen music.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. At nighttime, like spa music. There's a lot of on YouTube that are like 3 hours long or something. So you can find a ton. But yeah, just calming music. Maybe like lo-fi.
Oh, I love lo-fi.
I know. I like playing it while I work.
Mm-hmm.
tidying up the house helps a lot. Just doing like a 15 minute, maybe even less.
Yeah.
Just a quick tidy so that I wake up feeling like, you know, not chaotic around the house.
Yeah.
Love that. I've also done, which I do love doing, yoga with Adrian. And I'm sure there's other ones out there too on YouTube. But like a gentle nighttime, bedtime yoga routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you're not doing downward dog.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Nothing
it's
crazy.
Very gentle. Like most of the time you're laying down.
Mm-hmm.
But just stretching. I love doing that too, especially if you like light some candles and the lights are off. It's a vibe.
I love laying in Shavasana.
Oh, same with a blanket.
I could be there like all day.
No, same.
It's so relaxing.
Yes. Like it's just, I don't know.
Something about it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good one. I like laying in Shavasana, but also sometimes I have like lower back pain, so I'll like put my legs up so that my knees are bent, but I'm still laying flat.
Yeah.
And then with a blanket and then a pillow.
Yeah.
Love it. I've also, I don't know if all bathrooms have this or is it just mine, but my bathroom has like the dim light setting.
See, I wish I had that.
It doesn't?
No.
Dang, I didn't know if this was like all bathrooms.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. Obviously, I've lived in other places. Yeah, no.
You're like, actually, I take that back.
Yeah, that was obvious. But yeah, like my bathroom has the dim light setting. So if I want to take like just a quick little warm shower,
mm-hmm.
or a bath at nighttime, I'll put that dim light setting.
Yeah.
And I love it.
That's so nice.
Because the overhead light is just a bit
much. No, it's like too much at night.
Especially if you're like sleepy and then you turn that on, it just like really wakes you up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so doing the dim light setting for like a bath. I also really like doing the dim light setting for when I'm doing skincare.
Ooh, so that gives it like a spa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. So this is like my little nighttime routine. Mm-hmm. I turn on the dim light setting.
Love.
I'll put on my Zen music. And then that's why it's like a little spa in my bathroom.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll turn on a candle. Not all the time, but like you get the scene.
I get the vibe.
Yeah. And then I love just taking my skincare nice and slow.
Love it.
I don't have a long skincare routine. I literally I use CeraVe because it's inexpensive. But yeah, I'll just do the face wash, gentle face wash. I'll do some lotion.
Yes.
And I put Aquaphor on my lips.
That's like, about wow, it. Wow, it's really riveting.
Yeah. Groundbreaking stuff over here. That's all that I do. I know you do like retinol, which I want to get into.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the age.
I just took a break for a little bit. I started using it again this week because of like my little bumps and how it helps. But
yeah,
my skin was peeling.
Yeah.
Because I
took a break. But that's normal, right?
Yeah. But I just stopped using it again because my bumps went away. So.
Mm. Yeah. For now, this is what works for me. But
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see if it gets into like a legit skincare routine later on. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I don't really do much for that. But yeah, I just love the vibes.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I really love the whole idea behind a nighttime routine. I feel like it's just the perfect time to reflect on your day. Mm-hmm. And then you can set intentions for the next day without like,
yeah,
giving it too much thought. Like, I wouldn't recommend, just if you're anything like me, probably don't write out your planner for the next day the night before, because I just don't like thinking that far in advance. It doesn't work for me because I just get overwhelmed.
I've had to stop looking at like my work app for like my tasks for the next day.
Yes.
Because then I'm like, tomorrow's gonna be another long day. And that's, it just feels like
it's draining.
It feels like I've had long weeks the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I need to like not look at that at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, I actually haven't done that in a while either, because it just, yeah, same. It just, the thought
of it. I'm like, no.
It's just, it gets really overwhelming really mm-hmm. quick.
Yeah.
So I like to leave my work to-do list until like I actually start work the next day. And then I'll be like, okay, what do we need to do today?
Yeah.
Also, me and you both work for small businesses. So like,
yeah,
it's, the tasks are always changing. But anyway, yeah. So like, I wouldn't really recommend planning the next day. If you're that type of person and it mm-hmm. works for you, great. But if it's maybe not sitting right with you and you feel stressed about what the next day is going to bring, I'd recommend saving that for like a better time. Because at nighttime, you can set intentions for the next day without being so specific.
Yeah.
You can just be like, you know what? Today I felt like was really stressful. I really want to take tomorrow easy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Think more like that. Not necessarily like to-do lists and tasks, but yes, more of like, what type of day do you want to have, considering the type of day that you had today? Mm-hmm. Is it like, okay, I want tomorrow to be just as perfect as like today was. I had a really great day. Let's keep that going tomorrow.
Yeah, like, or let's keep that mentality going.
Yeah. Or yeah, like, you know what? Today I took it really easy. Maybe I didn't necessarily get as much done as I wanted to, but that's okay. I mm-hmm. deserve that. Tomorrow is a new day and, you know, I can see how I'm feeling, but I would love to be a little bit more productive, or, you know, yeah, use my time a little bit more wisely tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. when you speak to yourself, just speak to yourself like you're a child, honestly.
Honestly, yeah.
And you're going to be so much more gentle with yourself.
No, that's so true. Instead of being so hard on yourself like all the time.
Yeah, I feel like it just allows more like room for forgiveness and grace. Mm-hmm. It also really helps you practice gratitude when you think like that too, because you won't necessarily think like you wasted your day. You're just going to be like, oh, my body really needed rest today. Like, thank you. This is going to sound a little too like woohoo for some people, I'm sure. But
I love when you like say things like this, though.
But it's true. Yeah. I think it's true. And this is why I talk about meditating and yoga all the time, because this is what helped me get into this type of like woohoo mindset. But it helps. Mm-hmm. is like my body, I'm able to listen to my body when it's telling me that it's tired.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for that, because not everybody is in tune with their body, or not everybody has like that ability to listen to themselves and be so self-aware and honest That's with true. Themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful that I'm like, I have gotten to a point where I'm like, you know what? I really needed to rest today and take it easy. And that's productive to me, because I listened to my body and I still got, you know, maybe something done. And that doesn't make me like any less productive. It doesn't make me like any less than, just because I didn't get as much done as I typically would or whatever. It's just like, no, I just needed rest. That's it. End of story. And it's like, thank you for telling me that, my body. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, thanks for letting me know that I needed that.
Yeah, I was just telling my therapist, I was like, I feel like I've come a long way with like working out, because I feel like I used to be like, I need to work out 5 days a week. And even if I'm tired, like, I don't care. I still have to go. Where it's like now I'm like, well, one, if I know I'm going to be like up late the night before and I like calculate my sleep and it's not enough, then like I won't go.
That's good.
But sometimes I like wake up in the mornings and I'm like, eh, I don't want to work out. So I'll just go back to bed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like doing things like that.
It's nice to like honor your body and what it needs.
Yeah, because I feel like if not, it's just like setting up. Sometimes you can really set up like unrealistic expectations for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that comes with comparing yourself a lot to people online.
Agreed.
Which is what we were talking about earlier with the whole like morning routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And scrolling too. Like maybe if you skipped your workout for that day and then you go on TikTok and you see somebody else's morning routine and it was like, they woke up at 5:30 and they went to spin,
went to the gym for an hour and a half.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I feel like you would be like, oh, I can't believe I stayed inside today, or I can't believe I'm still in bed after like 45 minutes. Like, let's not think like that.
No, literally.
Let's just realize
that. Let's reframe the thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you were saying, like, let's just realize you were honoring your body. You were listening to yourself. Nothing wrong with that. And just because you didn't work out in the morning doesn't mean you don't have time later on. All day. Like,
yeah.
And even if you don't have time later on today, you have tomorrow. Like, let's not.
It's like not the end of the world.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need to remember that.
Same.
I'm like, wow, I'm really on to something.
Yeah.
But
I'm like, oh, you're kind of popping off.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if you guys have any products that you swear by that maybe help elevate your morning or nighttime routines. Oh, I forgot to mention, for like nighttime routines, if you struggle to fall asleep like moi over here, I've incorporated magnesium before bed.
Ooh.
Which actually has been helping, because I feel like I definitely feel it kick in where like I'm like, okay, I'm sleepy. But what I notice in terms of like using magnesium and kind of what helps it make, or what makes it work faster and better maybe, is not looking at your phone for like an hour before, or even 30 minutes before. So I feel like when I do take magnesium and I'm still scrolling, I'm kind of still like awake. Like maybe it doesn't work to its full effect. That's what I just feel like I notice with myself.
So you have to do the whole wind down routine along with the magnesium.
And then I like knock out though. So really? That's pretty good.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't take any like supplements or anything. But at nighttime, I use a lavender like sleepy time lotion.
Those are so good.
You know, and I spray it on my, or sorry, I rub it in on my hands. And then I also have like a pillow spray that's lavender.
That is so relaxing. And like, I even bought lavender baby oil, which sounds like funny.
But if you put that on your, what are those points called? Like on your feet.
And like hands. I know it's like your hands, your neck, your feet.
Yeah, what is that called?
Oh my God.
There's like these certain points in your body where you're supposed to place these essential oils.
Yes.
I don't know what they're called. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I know there's a word to it.
Yeah.
Is it pressure points?
Is it?
Is that what it really is? Or acupressure?
Okay. I don't know.
I guess pressure points. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that. So yeah, what is it, like your temples, I think? I know your feet, one of them.
Okay, 6 pressure points for anxiety relief. Call, okay, I'm not reading all these fancy names, actually.
I was like, what? The what?
Okay, the spot between your eyebrows in the center.
Okay.
Your ear, like the top of your ear, but on the inside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Your shoulders. Oh, I need someone to do that to me. They're so tight all the time. This part of your hand between your thumb and your I knew about this one because I know the okay, if you're listening, grab a hand.
Okay.
If you're looking at your hand, the little like extra skin between your thumb and pointer finger.
Kind of looks like a web.
Yes. I think obviously this is a pressure point from what the article just said, but I think the more pressure you put on it, the faster it's supposed to help relieve anxiety. Or the faster it kind of like shocks your body to like bring you back, basically.
Oh.
I learned that somewhere. I don't know from where.
Like, watch me get bruises from how.
No, literally.
I'm like, fix me.
And then your feet, like we said. And then, oh, I didn't know the bottom of your arm, like right here. Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
put essential oils.
That's where I put my essential oils.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Kind of like your wrist, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't even know what we were talking about before this.
I was saying that you said you bought lavender body oil.
Baby oil, yeah.
Baby oil, yeah.
I'm like, it's baby oil, actually. Sorry. By Johnson & Johnson. Got it at Walmart. Yeah, so I just feel like those two little things, like, help me with my nighttime routine. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I didn't mention that earlier, but...
just, like, I think with routines, what helps so much is just setting the scene and romanticizing yes. it so that it makes it more exciting and it's something to look forward to, like what we were saying for the morning routine.
Yeah.
Same thing for the nighttime routine. Like, I love looking forward to my nights where I do my skincare and it's mm-hmm. just like, it's so peaceful. And then also after I do my skincare, that's when I'll get into bed.
Yeah.
And I'll like, you know, I'll rub in my lavender lotion and I'll spray the pillows. And that's when I'll read on my Kindle. And I have it on like the nighttime setting.
Oh, yes.
So it's just such a vibe. And then I have my air purifier on. So it's like white noise. It's just, and then on my TV in the bedroom, I'll put on one of those ambiance videos.
Ooh.
So it's like, sometimes they have like rainy ones. Sometimes I'll put like a little library. Like it's just, it's the best.
Yeah.
I love setting the scene.
No, I feel like setting the scene makes everything like 10 times better.
100%. It's so much fun.
Yeah. So like I was saying earlier, if you guys have any products that you swear by, share it with us.
Please. Anything that's going to help elevate.
Yeah.
The morning or the nighttime routine.
Yes. And I personally love to experiment with different things. And obviously I'm trying to switch up my morning routine mostly, but I do love a good switch up to my nighttime routine as well.
Yeah. And if you guys have anything like specific that works for you,
mm-hmm.
send it to us so that we can pass the info
yes.
along to the rest of the listeners, because I know we're not the only ones that need some help.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you're listening to this, you probably relate. So
yeah,
please send anything our way that would help anybody else.
So yeah, make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok at Beyond the Filter Pod. Just stay tuned for what we have planned.
Yeah.
As always. And if you're feeling like giving, the season of giving, as they call
We've
it.
We've seen that like 20 times.
And I will keep saying it because the reviews are very heartwarming.
Thank you. I know. So sweet. Anybody who's taken the time. We have 10.
Yeah. 10 on the road to 100. We're 10% there. So.
Okay, mathematician.
Okay. I just thought of a podcast episode idea.
What?
Oh my god, we should play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, please.
We need to do that when you get back.
That's such a humbling game.
It is.
But like, yes, I'm
feel
down.
Like so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we need to do that.
I know. I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
No. Oh my gosh. I will be laughing very hard. Okay. Yeah. I guess you can expect that episode coming someday soon. Next week should be a funny episode that's also lighthearted and not really advice given, I guess.
Yeah.
I apparently discussed my really hard topic about JFK's assassination to give you a little sneak peek. Apparently, I was really affected by it.
When this goes live, that's already going to be up.
Oh, true. Go listen.
It's like 2 episodes ago.
Oh my god, that's so true.
Yeah.
I forgot
right
we
now when you said
ahead.
That, I was like, the next episode, JFK.
You're like, wait a second. Okay.
That's going to be 2 weeks old by this point.
Yeah. Well, if you listen and you have the same thoughts as me, DM me.
If you've made it this far, then you obviously know what we're talking about.
Yeah, seriously. But that's all we have for you. We'll shut up now. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.